Relax, listeners, it's your magic time. Let's get ready for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Get over it, over it, over it, over it, over it, over it.
This show is all on fire.
Oh, the excitement begins.
Oh, Cliff, it's just getting started.
Listeners, it's just getting started. The show or the excitement?
The excitement. Oh. Don't you feel it building?
Yeah.
We're talking about dancing, as my grandmother used to say, dancing. I'm actually a dancer myself, Cliff.
Oh, I can tell from your dancer's body.
I've got two of them. And you know, Mrs. Potter, but a better term, Snub Bottom, are avid ballroom dancers.
Oh, yeah, they've been in marathons.
Well, they do it all. And speaking of them, they are right over there bowling in a tournament as we speak.
I could not believe that we had to bring our booth in here into this bowling alley.
Oh, it's in just Baghdad. As good as Applebee's.
I mean, it is as good as Applebee's.
Have you tried the mozzarella cheese sticks from the bar?
I have not.
They're good.
Are they good?
Just saying.
All right. Now, did they make you rent shoes even just to come over here to the booth like they did me?
You cannot cross that line over there without having bowling shoes on. So, of course, I've got mine on. They are stylish, too.
Whoa. I was thinking a joke was in there somewhere, but there wasn't. But we are wearing bowling shoes.
And that's what the listeners are thinking every week when they listen to the show.
Maybe there'll be a joke in there some this week. No. Come back next week, though. You never know.
All we are is Cliff and Kendall.
All we are is dust in the wind. Fat in the wind.
I can't wait to be that dust that blows away.
Dust in the wind.
Nor there.
It's not. Neither are we. Listeners, live in the moment with us. We are Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast, and internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99 in Busheltown.
Rye 99.
I want to live in this moment.
Let's live in this. I want to live in this moment, too. So let's promise to be in this moment, in this booth, in this bowling alley, in this Baghdad, Iraq.
Iraq! That's where we are! Yeah. Have we even said that?
I have. We...
Turkey, dear.
Turkey boy.
Okay. Dude, do you know what a turkey is?
Yeah, it's like... It's,
three strikes.
Oh, I was thinking it's like a Thanksgiving thing.
Well, it's both, dear. Oh, you're both correct.
Turkey has many meanings, boys. Well, it's also a country.
Oh, quite right, dear. Very well, I saw that you are just bowling up a storm over there, Mrs. Potter, but a better turn. You are
it
looking
is.
Good.
I ate it. How many strikes in a row have you gotten now?
Well, I don't know if you...
She's the best bowler in Busheltown, and now she's the best bowler in Baghdad.
Yes. The Baghdad Bowlerama has offered me a free lifetime membership, dear.
It's a very prestigious honor.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you certainly are doing a great job. You're going to have to give me some pointers. I love bowling, Mrs. Potter.
Well, if I said to you, what if you had one message for the young... bowlers of the world, and like one tip, what would be the one tip that you would give all the young bowlers out there?
Make sure you have big enough holes in your balls, dear.
Big enough holes in the balls.
That's a good point. Well, they get stuck otherwise, dear. That's where all those funny videos of people flying down the lanes come from.
Oh, I would never watch a video of someone's finger stuck in a ball.
Oh, dear, it's my turn. No. It's my turn. Well, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Here she comes. You can do it, dear.
Well... do you know anything about bowling or how many
I took a bowling class in college.
Well, how long is this going to go on?
It goes on. Not as long and awful as like a football game.
You're going to say like as long and awful as our show.
A little bit longer and more awful than our show. But I mean, only because it's a tournament. Who knows? It's a senior bowling tournament here in Baghdad.
This is going to go on all night. Buckle up.
We could be here all night, folks.
Cliff, Have you ever heard of the Dancing Plague?
The Dancing?
1518.
No, I've heard of the Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu.
Well, I wish...
Are they the same?
I should have saved this for a weird news story, Cliff. But it was a mania that lasted a month and killed dozens of people in Strasbourg, France, through exhaustion or heart attack. People just danced uncontrollably until they just fell over dead.
They, because of a disease?
No, they were just dancing uncontrollably. Well, it's probably from a disease.
I bet they had some sort of drugs, right?
I'm sure. They were like, what's this ecstasy stuff?
Yeah, they're like, what's this ecstasy?
Let's just dance.
Let's just do ecstasy.
So dancing can be fatal.
Oh, whoa. Did I leave the ball polished and caught? Mrs. Potter put a butter tent. She can't bowl. Her ball has a smudge on it.
It's my lucky...
Oh, it's her lucky ball, boys.
That it, Kendall? Is that you? You've been blowing your nose on it.
I was not. Oh, dear, please! You can't be blowing your nose on the stairs. Very delicate to be.
That's so disgusting.
Charles had that earlier.
Everything's Charles. Charles is everything. No, that was Kendall's snot. Send it to the DNA lab.
No, it's not. Enough of this bickering, dear. Please don't blow your nose on my lucky rag, dear. Come on, they're waiting for me to go, dear.
All right. There they are. I can't help you blew your nose all over that ball rag.
I did not blow my nose in that rag.
You did. Riveting podcasting.
Cliff, tell me something about dancing.
Dance. Now, Kendall, if you just had to do one favorite dance, what would it be?
Tango.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
What would yours be?
The Tango de los Muertes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The Tango of death.
My favorite dance is the Vogue dance, of course.
Okay. What are you looking
at? Kendall, did you know this about dancing?
I'm sure I didn't.
In 1996, approximately 72,000 people gathered to do what but the chicken dance at a fair in Ohio. And that just set a record, and it really set a new milestone in what people can do when they come together.
Beautiful.
Come together right now and chicken dance.
Cliff, did you know?
Oh, boys, terrible news. Oh, Mrs. Potter Butterfinger, her ball, it went right into the gutter because of Kendall's bodily fluids that were all over it.
Oh, it was terrible. No. It ruined my striking streak.
Lucky streak is over.
Mrs. Potter Butterfinger, I'm so, so sorry.
He's very sorry. Really,
they've taken away my lifetime membership.
Oh, they've revoked it, boys.
Oh, my goodness. That was intense.
No. This is... the show's only begun. There they go. Now they're going over there. But I think they're about to tell off the people about the lifetime membership.
I think we should talk to management and try to get her another turn.
Maybe so. But, well, that's interference.
Interference?
Snot on the ball.
Oh, I thought you meant me talking to them. I was like, no, it's not. Snot.
You thought it was a foreign adversary.
Uh-huh.
Kendall, dancing.
Dance.
You're going to do the Tango de los Muertes.
It is the most central dance of modern, or most sensual dance of modern times.
Oh.
It originated in Argentina.
That's what we all want to think about is you and Susan getting sensual doing the tango.
You should see us tango, Cliff.
Oh, we brought
really
a
heat up the dance floor.
Barf bag, listeners. Kendall, now, in ancient Greek mythology, 9 muses were associated with each one of the arts. And guess what? The muse of dancing. None other than Terpsichore. So next time you're out there doing the forbidden dance with Susan, thank your lucky Terpsichore for inventing dancing.
Oh, mighty Terpsichore.
Although we all agree he went too far with those people back in 15 whatever.
Glad you brought that up again, Cliff.
Yeah.
As you spoke of earlier, dancer's body is a wonderful thing.
It's a wonderful thing to behold.
And I have not gotten that from dancing yet. I will,
if
I'm sure.
If you had a dancer's body, would you hold it again?
But most people that are dancers do have these wonderful, beautiful dancers' bodies. And most of them have to retire by around their mid-30s because it's just too demanding on their body. So I'm really reaching my max here.
Well, I think, but think about us.
Retire soon.
Our career is all about our wits. And so we can just go on and on.
No.
You know, it is time, for a little segment I like to
say goodbye.
Yes, it's time to say goodbye to the very beginning of the show and say hello to the first segment.
Hello, segment. Well, hello.
So the object of this segment is for the hosts to match. All right, we're going to fill in the blank and we're going to match it.
Never happened, but let's go.
It will. It's going to happen. I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling good too.
Know how I feel. At the discotheque, the DJ saw who... but Cliff and Kendall boogieing across the dance floor. So he hopped on the mic and said, "Look out, everybody. Here come the disco blanks."
1, 2, 3. Fatsobs.
I think that's close enough.
That's a match.
I think that, I think Judge Judy would allow that.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's not thrilling to begin with a match.
Pseudo-match.
Yeah. But we're going to go... bravely forward.
All right.
Kendall Scarface said, "This neighborhood I grew up in was tough. So tough, we would use blank for golf clubs."
Ooh, 1, 2, 3, machetes.
Human limbs.
Ooh, even worse. Man.
I told you it was tough.
I really misjudged that neighborhood.
You did, Kendall. You're going too soft on it. Kendall, who but Little Johnny?
Little Johnny?
He looked out the window, and he was taken by the beauty of the snowflakes falling down.
Why wouldn't he?
And he said, "Daddy, look, it's snowing." But Dad took one look outside, and he said, "It's not snowing. That's just the Jolly Green Giant blanking."
1, 2, 3, spitting.
Scraping his dandruff.
Oh.
All right, Kendall, on the holiest day of the holiest month.
Is it my birthday?
Holiest year. No. On Easter Sunday, don't you know? Stupid Stewart, well, he killed his own ham. Unfortunately, nobody could eat it because he killed it with a blank.
1, 2, 3.
Steamroller. With a blank.
Yeah, a blank bullet, so it didn't really kill him.
But it said it did kill him.
I thought it was clever.
No,
I don't
it's
know.
Wrong.
Well, I was sadly mistaken.
Wrong. I'm
about
so,
clever I thought I was being.
So many levels.
I just want to apologize to the listeners.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. They were waiting, and they probably would like another one later.
All right.
Kendall, an incredibly cruel critic, saw Kendall's magic act. Oh,
expecto. Oh, I hate him already.
Cut some deep, guys. And he gave it this review. Incredibly cruel, remember. "Kendall is the worst magician I've ever seen. The only thing he can pull out of his hat is blank."
1, 2, 3.
Shit. Wiener.
Oh, I started to say wiener. I should have went with my gut.
You should have went with the wiener.
But I was thinking, how do you pull the wiener out of the hat?
How
I was,
do you do
the logistics
it?
Were getting me confused.
You were thinking too much about it.
I was.
We've got wonderful news.
It's so great, dear.
They finally allowed to let Mrs. Puddable's Butterchurn take another role after she got her ball waxed.
Oh, well, I was gonna try to go say something during the break, but I'm so glad they've done that.
Well, now, you might want to wax the lane, too, because Kendall's snot could have come off
it
the ball and onto the lane.
That's a very good point, dear. I'm gonna make sure we tell them, dear.
It's the wax.
We must wax before. Yeah.
Wax against the wax.
Well, let's go take a break and see how this plays out.
We gotta see how this plays out. How's it gonna end, folks?
Shall we?
This has been a great show so far, and I'm told it only gets better. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
What happened? Just a man crossing against the light. It happens every minute. Here's somebody else setting himself up for the same kind of an accident. He's in a hurry. The road looks pretty clear. This could happen to you anytime. Don't take foolish chances. Don't jaywalk.
Hey, you've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
While I'm eating it, yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, why didn't I order way more of this?
Why didn't I get more? Isn't that awful?
I'm always thinking that.
What does that say about us as people, as Americans?
I'll tell you what it says.
It's not nice. It's not pretty.
Well, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Church, she has advanced to the next level up
in
this tournament. I know, I was feeling horrible.
I was It wasn't even my snot.
I've already called it my snot.
I think it was your snot.
It was my snot.
And I think that that's good because they realized, hey, these results were tainted. There was outside interference. We can't let this happen.
I'm going to have that DNA test.
We can't let that go through. And so you can correct the state of things. And so they did. And she has advanced. And all of the seniors here are, they are just cheering her on.
Even so though, lovely.
Because, you know, everywhere she goes, it's just she just makes so many new friends. The last speech a few nights ago at the City Hall. And I've never been to the Baghdad City Hall before the other night, but it's beautiful smiling faces, and I can't imagine the warmth and unity that she spreads, along with the rye, which is just economical and environmentally friendly.
All we spread is butter.
What are other things that you spread? I tried to spread love and joy.
I try to spread that.
Do you really?
Yes.
Rick, do you really try?
Well, I'm starting to feel like maybe I'm not.
Well, maybe that, all right, think about how you can change and adapt.
And I'll work on myself.
Up it a little bit, up the love that you spread. I try to spread the word about Jake Gyllenhaal being snubbed. And I will, I want
to. I can attest to that one.
I wish I could just put Hollywood on alert.
I think they're on alert. You've told them that multiple times.
I'm going to slam them until justice. Kendall, I think that's the thing that bothers me the most is injustice of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the greatest injustice of our time is the snubbing of Jake Gyllenhaal.
You hear that? Television or Academy of Arts and Sciences?
I mean, it's okay if he wins an Emmy first. He's got to build the EGOT somehow. But, you know, it's... I can't get into the injustices. And not everybody is as willing to address them as the people here at the Baghdad Bowl of Rama.
Oh, wonderful news.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Mrs. Butter 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 Turn, she's advanced to the next round.
Oh, my goodness, isn't that exciting?
That is. Kendall was just telling me. That's awesome.
It's wonderful. I'm so happy that they let you go again.
Oh, yes. Finally, justice is served.
I'm so happy and I'm so anxious for this next round. I'm so anxious.
I think so long as Kendall keeps his nose out of it, it was
I'm staying right over here in the booth.
Hey, it's good that you guys came in here because we're about to play Do You Want to Hear Something Weird?
Oh, do we have time?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. We have time. We have time.
Right up there. All
right.
You know, she's got to do some wrist stretches.
Well, I got some weird stuff over here.
Oh,
okay,
Dave, you better make it weird.
All right. Here we go. Please don't. Just keep it. Keep it to a minimum, dude.
Nothing that bizarre.
All right, everybody. A man, he rammed an armored personnel carrier, or a tank, rather, into a shop window before climbing through the rubble just to steal one single bottle of wine in a town in northern Russia on Wednesday.
Can you believe
it? My goodness, just for one glass of wine.
Oh, my God.
The man had swiped the vehicle, from a privately run motorsport training ground nearby and just drove it through the forest and right into the front of this liquor store.
Oh my God.
Just because he wanted a bottle of wine. He was later arrested for drinking and driving and for running a tank into a store.
Now, that is definitely a criminal act. Yes. I don't know if I would classify it as a weird act.
Oh yeah, look at that picture and tell me how weird that is.
I mean, I've seen weirder.
Yeah, it was okay, but let's say, I think thankfully it wasn't a terrible story.
Oh, please quit boring us with things about tanks bowling into liquor stores.
Right,
my dear, she's just about to make the bowl of her life.
All right, I apologize again to the listeners and to
you all. All right, now I've got something that, you guys, I don't know if you
can you guys
handle.
Maybe we should leave.
Kendall and everybody else, although the cute yellow toys, rubber ducks, have been a staple at bath time for generations. Who here had a rubber duck?
I had one.
I did not, but there was a rubber shortage when I was a boy. So we had a sponge that we drew a bill on.
You drew a what on?
A bill.
Oh, a bill.
A duck bill.
A duck bill. I got it.
All right. So everybody had one. All right. The bacteria discovered on these ducks, they were squeezed. Oh, my gosh. There was so much bacteria. And,
oh, I hate this story.
Although certain amounts of bacteria can actually help to strengthen a child's immune system. Oh, no, guys. This sounds like us. They can lead to eye, ear, and intestinal infections.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Scientists exposed some toys to clean bathwater and others to dirty bathwater over an 11-week period. And they said, you just would not believe the results, everybody. They just said it was a breeding ground for horrible bacteria. What do you think about that? It's so weird.
Well, Cliff, I think it was definitely a comment on how bad bacteria can be. I don't know if it was weird.
Oh,
it was very weird, dear.
I don't want to hear anything about anybody taking a bath, boy. Please, hurry up and move along.
Okay, well, I got something weird. Let's move along.
This better be weird.
Oh, it's weird. Have you seen this new trend in stupid children? They are snorting prophylactics and like going down their nose and into their throat, and they pull it out through their mouth. This is a big thing that's happening on the interwebs now, just because it's a new challenge. People are saying, oh, dangerous. They might kill these children. Isn't that terrible and weird?
I don't know, but I've always been staunchly prophylactic. I would never want to be thought of as anti-phylactic.
I worry about the children these days, dear, that they're doing things like this. But I don't think it's weird.
They took prayer out of school, boys.
That's quite right, dear. Quite right.
And I don't know why they would snort a condom. And, I mean, part of me doesn't want to know why.
Let's not find out.
I mean, come on. This is weird. Everybody, vets have saved the life of a huge snake who devoured a slipper as a late-night snack in Australia. And I know. The snake catchers were called after an elderly man placed his slippers beside his bed, only to realize one had gone missing.
I'm always worried that's going to happen to my slippers.
I recall a night a wild possum broke in and ate both of your slippers, dear.
Listen, we don't have time for that. Days later, the snake was spotted inside the property, and the handlers managed to get hold of the animal before spotting a shoe-shaped bulge in it. They were looking for it, couldn't find it, and the snake catcher said the python may have been drawn to the slipper because of a rat or a possum crawling over it or urinating on it or even contained therein.
My, what a terrifying story.
So now, how weird is that? A huge snake ate a slipper.
Oh, I'm not a big fan of snakes. Did you say it was in Australia?
Yeah.
God, everything in Australia is dangerous and poisonous.
It is. Doesn't discount the weirdness, though.
Still weird.
Still weird.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Oh, never mind that, everybody. Oh, dear. It's time for you to go bowl.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, I'm coming.
Make way for the champion.
Like, wait for the champion. She is going to be a champion. She's a champion in our heart.
Kendall, sure. I want everybody right now to kick back and listen to you deliver some dancing facts.
Oh, I knew you were going to do that. Oh,
well, hey, good for you. Then you should be f***ing prepared.
All right. Cliff, did you know that, and this is one of the reasons I'm a dancing these days. Research proves that dancing can reduce your stress and tension in your mind and body. And studies by the Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, the National Heart, Lung, just the Blood Institute, have shown that dancing also prevents heart disease.
Oh.
And it can also retrain some of your brain pathways for like Alzheimer's, so you don't get Alzheimer's and things.
All right. Now, what is your favorite song about dancing?
My favorite song about dancing?
Yeah, like song about dancing.
Do you want to dance?
Do you want to dance and hold my hand?
Dancing on the ceiling.
Dancing on the ceiling.
Hey, 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 oh, what a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling.
Ooh, I want to dance with somebody.
That's a good one, too.
I want to feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, yeah, I want to dance with somebody.
With somebody who loves me.
Get into the groove, boy. You got to prove your love to me. Yeah.
You were ready with a lot of dancing.
Step up to the beat, boy.
You are a music encyclopedia.
No, yes. No.
With perfect pitch.
Well, that I can't
disagree with.
Can't disagree with that one. Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love. Oh, I thought that was a dance song.
So
what am I thinking of? I'm trying to think.
I don't know. I was trying to think of how dancing came into that one.
It doesn't. What am I trying to think of? Dance
the music.
And hold your time. You can dance. But when last was taking you home, and in whose arms you're gonna be? Oh, Kendall, save the last dance for me. That's what I was trying to think of.
I'm glad we got there.
And Kendall, would you do me a damn favor and not touch that dial?
Oh, I'm gonna touch it.
No, don't touch that dial.
I gotta ask you this before I lose my mind.
All right.
Who danced for the last time on an ABC 60th anniversary celebration of his own showbiz career in 1990?
That Dean Martin?
No, but he was a fellow member of the old Rat Pack.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Sure, you got it, babe. Who can make the sunrise?
Billy Crystal.
Sprinkle it with dew.
Are you doing an impersonation of Billy Crystal doing Sammy Davis Jr.?
I was doing Adam Sandler doing the Opera Man.
Oh!
Doing a tribute to Sammy Davis Jr.
I misread it all.
But idiot, it was Sammy.
But idiot, you
Davis
got it right.
J! You got it right. On your second, third, fourth, fifth guess.
All right. What actor barked same time, better network on ads to Errol Taxi switch from ABC to NBC in 1982?
Oh, was that our brother Danny DeVito?
It was our brother in Fat. Mm-hmm.
What dog star was portrayed having puppies in 1971, even though it was a damn male? Is this where Family Values went wrong?
Lassie.
Lassie.
Was it Lassie?
It was Lassie.
I got it. I got another one. That was two in a row. Well, no, I keep trying to give myself that
you
one.
Keep trying.
Woohoo!
And listeners are like, I wish this could go on all day. But everybody, it just can't. It's got to end eventually.
That's the saddest part of all.
Yeah, I mean, are you done? Do you have another?
Yeah.
You can hit me with another one if you think I really need it.
All right, let's see if you need it. Let me look. Okay. What much-loved sitcom bid goodbye to its prime time at 8:30 on Monday, May 21st, 1990? There's a stumper for you.
90. Monday? Was it... I don't know. The Family Ties?
No, I almost thought for a second you might get it.
Newhart. There you go. By your rules, I got it.
I was going to say, second try. I'll give you that.
I think we'll round up for both of us. I think that was a successful run there of Don't Touch That Dial.
You may resume touching that dial.
You can resume it.
Well, wait, except don't turn us off.
In only moments, Mrs. Butter Butter Butterton, she's going to bow for the final frame. She's going to, this is it.
I'm so excited. Everybody watch, I'm going to go right now.
Oh, all right, you can do it here.
Good luck.
Good luck, girl.
All right, good, let's hear it.
She got another strike. Did she win?
Here's one. Entire.
Oh my God! Way to go, Mrs. Butterbutterbutter. Oh, Mrs. Shovel, so please step outside amazed. If you're gonna be that shocked. Don't get it on her towel.
Uh-oh, he just did it into the loving cup that she won. Well, this is indeed good news. And it does hearken toward better times.
And so it shall pass.
And so it shall pass. Justice shall be rendered.
Well,
yeah.
It's really sad that we have to move on.
It is sad.
I just want to tell the listeners to keep on dancing.
Keep on trucking, everybody. Keep dancing.
Dancing through life.
Dancing. He who cannot dance puts the blame on the floor. And that was said.
Truth telling.
Oh, that was just some truth telling via a Hindu proverb.
My word.
I've got to go. I want to go out there. They're having some celebratory cheese.
Oh, we got to go. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
We go. Mighty Terpishore.